But Yoreth was not permitted to continue the instruction of her kinswoman from the country, for a single trumpet rang, and a dead silence followed. Then forth from the gate went Faramir from Húrin of the Keys, and no others, save that behind them walked four men in the high helms and armour of the citadel, and they bore a great casket of black lebethron bound with silver. Faramir met Aragorn in the midst of those there assembled, and he knelt and said, "The last steward of Gondor begs leave to surrender his office." And he held out a white rod. But Aragorn took the rod and gave it back, saying, "That office is not ended, and it shall be thine and thy heirs as long as my line shall last. Do now thy office." Then Faramir stood up and spoke in a clear voice, "Men of Gondor, hear now the steward of this realm. Behold, one has come to claim the kingship again at last. Here is Aragorn, son of Arathorn, chieftain of the Dúnedain of Arnor, captain of the host of the West, bearer of the Star of the North, wielder of the sword reforged, victorious in battle, whose hands bring healing, the Elfstone, Elessar of the line of Valandil, Isildur's son, Elendil, son of Númenor. Shall he be king and enter into the city and dwell there?" And all the host and all the people cried, "Yea," with one voice. And Eorah said to her kinswoman, "This is just a ceremony such as we have in the city, cousin, for he has already entered, as I was telling you, and he said to me." And then again she was obliged to silence, for Faramir spoke again. "Men of Gondor, the law masters tell that it was the custom of old that the king should receive the crown from his father ere he died, or if that might not be, that he should go alone and take it from the hands of his father in the tomb where he was laid. But since things must now be done otherwise, using the authority of the steward, I have today brought hither from Rath Dinan the crown of Eärnor, the last king, whose days passed in the time of our long fathers of old." Then the guard stepped forward, and Faramir opened the casket, and he held up an ancient crown. It was shaped like the helms of the guards of the citadel, save that it was loftier, and it was all white, and the wings at either side were wrought of pearl and silver in the likeness of the wings of a seabird, for it was the emblem of kings who came over the sea. And seven gems of adamant were set in the circlet, and upon its summit was set a single jewel, the light of which went up like a flame.